Valley Sounds.
Greetings and welcome into Valley Sounds on 89.3 WLRH Huntsville Public Radio. This is our weekly spotlight on music being made and performed here in the Tennessee Valley. I am Nate Emery, and coming up in our show, Tim Miller sat down with Rick Bradshaw from the Five Points Block Festival to ask him what it's all about and what local bands are playing. We've got Spice Radio Huntsville bringing us some tunes from groups performing around town, including Daikaju and one of the groups that is going to be performing at the Five Points Block Festival, the headlining act, Element 11. We've also got music from Lamont Landers Band and Drop Driver. And JQ is going to get the show started tonight with some local favorites from Boxer Joy, Brandon Henson, Lana White, Alpha, and 5 O'Clock Charlie. So let's go ahead and get started.
Hey, what's up, peeps? This is your girl, JQ, and you're listening to Valley Sounds on 89.3 Huntsville. Thanks for joining me for another local favorites segment. It is going down, and tonight on the playlist, I have Alpha, Boxer Joy, Brandon Henson, Lena White. But let's first kick off this segment with 5 O'Clock Charlie, Voodoo.
Put yourself in my shoes. You can tell me what I want from you. Now I ain't gonna be your second best. You can plainly see I'm not like the rest. I ain't falling for that voodoo.
Yes, honey. That was Alpha with Titan. Such a funky, groovy electronic beat. Thanks so much for submissions. This is your girl, JQ, and you're listening to Valley Sounds on 89.3. And yes, we still need your submissions. If you have original music that is clean, non-explicit, produced or created right here in the Tennessee Valley, then we want your music. Please submit to jqueenow@gmail.com. Up next on the playlist, we've got Boxer Joy with Make Me Spin. That was Boxer Joy with Make Me Spin. This is your girl, JQ, and you're listening to Valley Sounds on 89.3 Huntsville. And we're right in the middle of the mix on the local phase. Up next, we have Brandon Henson, Love Is Never Easy.
Wishing I would, wishing I could say the right things. She caught me off guard, I never meant to go that far. And I built this wall, not to fall. Brick by brick, now it's not that tall. Love is never easy. There's ups and downs and it's hard to see me with anyone else.
up the pieces. She came in like a storm and she knocked me off my feet. It just goes to show you, love is never easy. Didn't think she'd be the one to make me wanna start over. No, I've never been the one or been the type to change. Those diamonds in her eyes, sparkle in her smile, makes me wanna take her home tonight. And now my heart is feeling a little weak. Love is gonna be the death of me. Love is never easy. There's ups and downs and it's hard to see me with anyone else trying to pick up the pieces. She came in like a storm and she knocked me off my feet. It just goes to show you, love is never easy. Didn't think she'd be the one to make me wanna start over. Love is never easy. There's ups and downs and it's hard to see me with anyone else trying to pick up the pieces. She came in like a storm and she knocked me off my feet. It just goes to show you, love is never easy. Love is never easy. Oh, and love is never easy.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, we have come to the close of another Local Favorites. Thanks for joining me tonight. We started this with 5 O'Clock Charlie and Voodoo, Alpha, Titan, Boxer Joy, Make Me Spin, and you just heard Brandon Henson, Love is Never Easy. We're going to close this segment with my girl, Lena White, Crazy Old Soul. This is your girl, JQ. Thanks for listening.
Lost, but now we're found. crazy old soul is yours.
It's crazy
how we know that we are crazy old souls.
Hey, well, I know.
Rick Bradshaw stops by this weekend on the Invisible City to talk about the Block Party Festival happening Saturday, August 17th at Low Mill, plus music from Shuggy Otis, Bat for Lashes, Tool, Pixies, Zella Jackson, and a whole lot more. That's the Invisible City, Friday nights at 7 and Saturday nights at 10 on 89.3 WLRH here in Huntsville and 104.5 in Fort Payne.
Welcome, everyone, to another episode of Valley Sounds. We are here with Rick Bradshaw to talk about the fifth annual Five Points Block Festival. How you doing, Rick?
Hey, I'm good, and it is a pleasure to be here. Thank you.
For those that don't know or not familiar, may have just moved to the Tennessee Valley, what is the Five Points Block Festival, and what can people expect?
So the Five Points Block Festival is basically a multicultural event, a lot of diversity in music, in vendors, in art, and really just the patrons that are there as well. So it's just a platform that brings really everybody together for art, music, and fashion.
This is the fifth annual Five Points Block Festival. By this being the fifth year, what's kept you so consistent and what's kept you going these many years?
I think the biggest incentive for me personally would probably be the artistry that's here in the Tennessee Valley. Mm. You know, throughout the year, I get an opportunity to be able to come to other events and platforms, R&B Live and what Cricket and A Twist are doing and the things that are going on at Low Mill and Medley Conservatory. So there's so much going on in the city that it just energizes us and really motivates us to keep bringing all that talent together and giving them a platform for everybody else to see it as well.
Now, who's performing this year, and break down why you chose each of those artists?
Let me get my list out here.
All right.
Let me get my documentation. So this year is quite a treat because, you know, we do have some art. Well, the majority of the artists are from the Tennessee Valley, but we do also have some artists from Nashville. Our headline, I'll just start with them, is Element 11. Mm. And they've been making quite a bit of motion here. They recently dropped a video as well. Great energy, great sound.
Wallflower, y'all check it out.
Yes, yes, and just a great band, a great experience. So I wanted to bring that to the Five Points Block Festival, and that's why they're the headliner, and that's why I chose them. As far as everyone else, and a lot of these were selected very early, because I know there's a lot of people that are trying to perform, and I apologize for those who can't. You can also submit music to fivepointsblock@gmail.com so that we can play it if you're not performing. But we also have veterans like Remy Neal, who also performed last year and blew the roof off. Really no explanation needed for that.
Yeah.
We have a young lady named Sinclair who sings R&B and who also is on the Hair Queen promo commercial that we're doing. There's a contest that we're doing, but I'm sure we'll talk a little bit more about that.
Absolutely. Shout out to Sinclair.
Mm-hmm. We have Lorisi, who is from the Decatur area, who's been making a lot of traction, doing a lot of shows, and recently dropped the album as well. I think it's Turnt Life 3, I think is what it is.
Yeah.
So
now, if your energy is low, if you're having like a bad day and you just need like your energy up, you need a pick-me-up, you need something to work out to, you need to lose 30 pounds, come see Lil Reese's performance.
He's probably going to lose 30 pounds during his performance. So it's high energy, like you said. And for the most part, most of these artists are going to be high energy. We're going to balance the ones that's not so that, you know, you get a good flow of music. We have bands like Plow.
Yeah.
A lot of people may not know, but Brad Posey from Invisible City, his band, so he'll be performing as well. Also, The Neighbors, and I'm really excited about The Neighbors. We talk a lot about kind of the new wave in Huntsville, and I feel like The Neighbors embody the culture of Huntsville, especially the younger generation. They have like a great vibe, a great swag, from their fashion to their delivery and music. It's just something that is like an intangible. And it'll be at the Block Party Live right in front of you, man. And finally, we have Triple Play Squeak, who is from the Nashville market. She has been making quite a bit of leeway as well in Nashville. She's been doing a lot of different things. I guess you could say kind of under, collaborations with a lot of All-Star and Starlito's artists and things like that, if you guys are familiar with that rapper. But just doing a lot in the Nashville, Tennessee market. So we're going to showcase her as well.
One thing that I like about hanging out at the conservatory sometimes is seeing all the artists and bands rehearsing. And I got a chance to hang out and listen to Carmisha's rehearsal.
Oh, man.
And man, when I tell you, she is super talented. Man.
And very humble, too.
Very humble. Yep. I mean, Element 11, all these different acts, Remy Neal. I even checked out Triple Play Squeak because I didn't know that name, so I had to go Google it and check her out. And again, just it's a diverse collective of artists that people are cross collaborating or just, you know, merging those different worlds. So which brings me to the question about, are there any benefits about cross collaborating or diversifying performing artists and bringing acts together and bringing those different crowds together?
Yes, as a matter of fact, there is, and I think that's a great segue to the Artist Lounge as well. The Artist Lounge is basically an incubator for artists to be able to network. You know, inside, the connector is going to be pretty loud because of performances and people talking at the vendor tables, but the Artist Lounge is a little bit more intimate. It's an area where we have food dedicated from our sponsors like Mango's and It's Chicken Delivery as well. So we'll have food there and just a nice area for them to be able to talk and network. And that is what our goal is for producers to network with artists and for artists to try to do, you know, collaborations and features. So that's what that is all about. And that is probably one of the underlying incentives of the 5 Points Block Festival.
There's a portion of this from 3 to 5 that's for the kids.
Yes, it is.
Talk about that a little bit.
It is. So we do that every year. We have a real treat, not only for the kids, but for everyone, honestly.
Yeah.
There's a lot of different things. Like last year we did arts and crafts, which we'll also be doing this year. But what I'm most excited about is the virtual experience.
Ooh.
Yes.
Okay.
That's right. Yes, we're stepping up a level. So if you guys are familiar with the image that we have, the flyer, you'll see there's some VR headsets dead front and center of the actual image.
Yeah.
Well, basically, that's representing the virtual reality experience that we're going to have. It's going to be powered by a company here called Blue 32 Games. They are basically going to be powering a tent, a whole tent. I guess you could call it a technology tent or a VR tent.
The VR tent.
The VR
tent. I like that.
Okay?
I like that.
We have another sponsor, Elegant Structures, who actually has this huge outdoor dome. They do weddings and different events outdoors, so they have different tents and things like this, but the Igloo is probably the most outside of the box tent. It's 1800 square feet.
What?
Yeah, I think about 200 people there, so we're gonna do our best to jam-pack that with patrons so everyone is able to see the technology, get a chance to test the technology and demo it.
Wow.
Alabama A&M is sponsoring VR headsets. So we are going to do as much as we can to just innovate and to create as much content as we can for everyone that's there, including the kids.
Man, what better place to do it than the Rocket City technology, engineering, a lot of steam and stream going on right here in the 256 in the Tennessee Valley. And I want to make sure that people know that this is going down Saturday, August the 17th, right?
August 17th, yep, that's
17th,
the third weekend.
Third weekend in August, so that way that gives you guys some time from Nashville, Birmingham, you know, middle Alabama, wherever you're coming from, wherever you're listening from right here from Valley Sounds, to come up and have a great weekend. Low Mill does charge $5 for parking, but other than that, this is, again, a free event to the public for you guys to come out. What are some of the highlights from last year's block party or any block party that you think of and you just it just blows your mind on some of the memories or things that have happened?
Definitely a lot of memories. One of my best would be the Trans Lee, the year we did Trans Lee, man, just because of the movement and, you know, he's homegrown, he's from here. Even that night, a lot of faces that I recognized from school, a lot that he recognized, a lot of high school, Sparkman and Bob Jones alumni who came out and supported. And really that energy, I feel like the energy and the culture, those are the things that are the most memorable to me. That year, it was just so much, so many people inside that it was just, man, it was great.
Yeah.
So definitely that Trans Lee. Man, there's been so many great performances. Every year has been good. I liked the Cypher. I liked, you know, having AdTran being a part of it as well, and NASA being able to have the different arts and crafts and partnering with Arts Huntsville. So it's too many to even to list, man.
Yeah, and speaking of which, with AdTran was able to do something special last year for the arts education in North Alabama, right here in Huntsville. So we appreciate them for that and people that are doing that. And again, to the sponsors, vendors, people that are helping and supporting this to keep it free 99, to keep it available and accessible to the public, of this being one of another one of the most diverse festivals in North Alabama. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you, Rick, coming by, and everyone that's involved in this year's fifth annual Five Points Block Festival, happening Saturday, August the 17th, 2019, at Low Mill. That is at 2233 Seminole Drive. At Low Mill. Just look up Low Mill. You Google everything else, Google that, and you'll find out where it's at. 3 to 5 for the kids, 5 to 9 for responsible ages. I like that, responsible ages. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's a nice term right there. So thank you guys. If you have for questions, comments, concerns, if they want to get involved, where can they contact you?
Okay, so great question. The Gmail is just like the website, 5POINTSBLOK. That's going to be at gmail.com. We would love to hear from any potential volunteers or anyone that wants to be a sponsor or a vendor. Everything's there. And one thing that I will say as well is that we do this every year on that third weekend because we know that's when colleges and schools are getting in. So ideally, we would love to be like the first experience that a freshman has coming into Huntsville.
Wow. So thank you, Rick.
Thank you, T-Mill.
Still fighting my shadows. Gotta let go the nights when the fun starts. Gotta light my own fire to help me to get myself. Cause the world is dying. Just wanna play this song. Just have some fun dancing under the setting sun. And the clock is ticking. The day feels long. Just gotta let loose. Cause we are for things you'll never have. Get out before it fades away. Cause baby it's now or never. Cause the world is dying. Just wanna play this song. Just have some fun dancing under the setting sun. And the clock is ticking, the day feels long. Just gotta let loose, 'cause we are wild, young and free. Self-medicate, I'm just trying to escape from reality. So. Sun goes up, sun goes down. Now we know nothing lasts forever.
That's Remy Neal and 99 Cent Dreams. Remy is one of the many performers that is going to be at the Block Party Festival, which is coming up at the Low Mill August 17th. Coming up next on the show tonight, Spice Radio Huntsville makes it spicy with music from upcoming shows, and we're going to feature another performer who will be at the Five Points Block Festival, that being the headliner for the event, Element 11. We're also going to have some music from Daikaju, the Lamont Landers Band, and Drop Diver. That's all coming up.
Hey, 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 Rick Bradshaw stops by this weekend on the Invisible City to talk about the Block Party Festival happening Saturday, August 17th at Low Mill, plus music from Shuggy Otis, Bat for Lashes, Tool, Pixies, Zella Jackson, and a whole lot more. That's the Invisible City, Friday nights at 7 and Saturday nights at 10 on 89.3 WLRH here in Huntsville and 104.5 in Fort Payne.
Welcome back once again to Valley Sounds, the Tennessee Valley's place for original and local music here on 89.3 FM WLRH. That groovy track you're hearing behind me now is from Hunter Copeland's The Boom Boom Room. I'm Ben Jobe from Spice Radio Huntsville, here to bring you a healthy helping of tunes from upcoming shows. We start our journey this evening with a band who started local but have been on the road since the late 90s. An anonymous surf rock outfit that has melted stages near and far. Yes, it's the one and only Daikaju. listening to Valley Sounds on 89.3 FM WLRH. This has been Job from Spice Radio Huntsville once again wishing you a very good evening this Saturday. That slappin' surf track you just heard was from Huntsville's own Daikaiju. The track was Daikaiju Die. If you haven't seen Daikaiju live, you're missing a blazing hot show. You can see them at Shag Nasty's Grubbery and Poorhouse this coming Monday, the 12th, along with local favorites Heel Turn, Send More Cops, and the Friendly Fingermen. And now a new local band that's been making waves, the Young and Virile Drop Divers, will take it away with their track Key to Your Heart. Thanks for listening to 89.3 WLRH and Valley Sounds. The track you just heard was Key to Your Heart from Drop Diver. You can see them live August 17th at Salty Nut Brewery, along with Lady Legs and Glimpse. And don't forget, you can submit your own tunes or local original music you love by emailing music at WLRH.org. You can also submit tunes to Spice Radio Huntsville by emailing us at spiceradiohuntsville@gmail.com. Furthermore, if you dabble in that physical media stuff or just want to talk to a real live human being, check out our monthly producers meeting, which we announce on Facebook. Coming up next, an original track from Lamont Lander's band. Spice Radio Huntsville will be hosting Lamont for a live interview and recording session at Barking Dog Arts in Low Mill next Friday, August 16th. This is Lamont Lander's band with The World is Burning.
My face, extension of my lips, I communicate. It ain't that easy. And would you believe me? I swore at the end that old man was flat. How could you doubt that? It's alright, darling, it's alright. The world is gonna burn down in flames tonight. Hold on.
really exciting, isn't it? It's all right, darling, it's all right. The world is gonna burn down that flame tonight. So hold on. So hold on. Exasperated. Just breathe. It's all right, darling. It's all right. The world's gonna burn down in flames tonight. So hold on. So hold on. So hold on. Hold on.
You just heard The World is Burning from the Lamont Landers Band. You can see him live at Barking Dog Arts next Friday, August 16th. The very next day is the huge Five Points Block Festival. Spice Radio will be on deck handling sound all day long at Low Mill. Our closing track this evening will be from one of the headliners of the Five Points Block Festival. This is Element 11 with their original tune, Wallflower. Thanks again for tuning in to 89.3 WLRH and Huntsville's own Valley Sounds.
star, baby. Looking way too good to be holding up the ball. Way too good to be holding up the ball. Way too good to be holding up the ball. You're looking like a star, baby. Looking way too good to be holding up the ball. Way too good to be holding up the ball. Way too good to be.
Thank you for tuning in to Valley Sounds on WLRH 89.3 FM. I've been your host, Ben Jobe, from Spice Radio Huntsville. Find more about us at spiceradiohsv.org or look us up on Facebook. Good luck and keep it spicy.
That was our friends at Spice Radio Huntsville bringing you music from groups performing around town. And in that segment, you heard music from Daikaju, Drop Diver, Lamont Landerspan, and Element 11. Thank you to all of our producers on the show tonight, JQ, Tim Miller from the podcast In Tune with T-Mill, and all the artists who have submitted music to us recently. Thank you so much. If you would like to get your music on Valley Sounds, you can email any of the producers, or you can contact us directly, music@wlrh.org, and just send us your songs to that email address. You can get a podcast of tonight's show at WLRH.org. You can also find podcasts on Google Play, Spotify, and iTunes. Our opening music was written and performed by the Backyard Heavies. Our closing music was written and performed by Chris Wilson of the Barnstormers. Until next time, you stay classy.